Good morning and welcome to the show on a Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. Boy, Christmas is in full gear, isn't it? If you were out and about anywhere this weekend, you know it was busy. Shops and stores were busy. Streets were busy. I don't know that I talked to anyone who didn't have something Christmas-related on this weekend. Of course, we're right in the middle of Christmas party season as well. So hopefully you had a productive weekend, got some gifts wrapped or gifts bought, maybe even decorating. I know some people wait till a little closer to Christmas to get the decorating done. So all in all, it was definitely Christmas mode over the weekend. Lots of different things going on. Trump and Carney did indeed meet in Washington on Friday. That was actually unfolding towards the end of our show on Friday. We saw a peace prize awarded. We saw some dancing to the village people. Did we see a step towards a trade deal? I'm really not sure on that. We are working right now to connect with our Washington correspondent, Kelly Malone, from the Canadian Press. But we haven't connected with her yet, but hopefully we will later on this half hour. Also on the program today, open lines after 9 o'clock. A provincial review of the antlerless elk hunt. If the segment we did about a week and a half ago is any indication of how well that went, my suggestion is they won't do it the same next year. Just my thoughts. We did not hear positive feedback about it. There was lots of concerns. We'll talk a little bit about that after nine. Also, firearm consultation happening. Are they adding more guns to this restricted list? I guess we'll find out on that. And of course, federal employees are being told they might be back in the office 5 days a week starting in the new year. Mixed emotions on that. We'll talk about that. Anything you would like, open lines coming up just after 9. 10 o'clock today, Roundtable of Justice, traffic safety. We have open lines for your questions. Three traffic officers from both the Saskatoon and Regina Police Service to answer your questions. And also towards the end of the show today, the Farmer's Almanac has announced it's going out of business. That's the Farmer's Almanac, not the old Farmer's Almanac. That's the one that comes in the yellow book you're familiar with. Editor-in-chief of the old Farmer's Almanac will join us to clarify two different publications and share their hopes for the new year. Maybe we'll get a quick glimpse of what the winter forecast looks like from the old Farmer's Almanac coming up before the end of the show. All right, let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The Big Talker.
Well, I mentioned this was unfolding towards the end of our program on Friday, the draw for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, where U.S. President Donald Trump, Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney were both in attendance, along with Mexico's president as well. Now, this is, you know, one of those things that all eyes were on, because we know trade talks have been off ever since Prime Minister Mark Carney had the little blip, maybe that wasn't in his control, with Doug Ford playing that anti-tariff commercial in the United States. Donald Trump didn't like it. He says trade talks are off. The two of them seem to get along fairly well. Any of the stuff that you could see, the TV clips, even some of the audio that came from news conferences that held afterwards, seemed to be fairly positive between the two. But really, did it move the needle? Are we getting closer to a trade deal? I wanted to check in with someone who was there, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. Our friend Kelly Malone joins us first thing this morning. Kelly, thanks so much for taking the call.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So Friday was a big day. A lot of pomp and circumstance over the FIFA draw, though. That really obviously was front and center, and you were present for it.
I was. It was quite the experience to have. I'm someone who actually plays soccer, so it was exciting to just be there for the FIFA World Cup draw. But it was even more exciting to be there from a political standpoint of where do North American relationships stand, because this was a really important meeting for trade relations with Canada and the U.S., but also just the future of Canada-U.S.-Mexico relations.
Right. You know, I mentioned this just kind of in the lead up, but I think we're all hyper vigilant. Anytime we would see Carney and Trump on screen talking to one another, it seemed to be fairly cordial, fairly upbeat. Would you give that same assessment as someone who was actually there at the event?
Yeah, really, when Trump walked out, Carney came out onto the same balcony. They were on balconies right beside each other on the second floor. Carney walked right up with a smile, put out his hand. They shook hands. And for the first bit, it was Trump, Carney sitting beside each other, talking continuously. And Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum was further away, much further away on the second floor. And then they came out onto the stage and did their little bit where, you know, they pulled Canada, Mexico, and United States from their golf balls. And when they went back onto the balcony, then it was all three sitting together, Claudia Sheinbaum in the middle, Mark Carney on her left, and Trump on her right. And it was, from that point on, really smiling, talking, Trump poking Carney when different names are coming out. It was really a sense of joviality, of friendliness. And when I was with Mark Carney at the Canadian Embassy afterwards, he talked about how when Panama was pulled, Trump looked over to him being like, what's the deal with that? And he's like, oh, no, they're a good team, but they won't land with the U.S. They ended up, because of the rules of the draw, landing with the United States.
Right.
And Trump looked concerned. Carney said, oh, don't worry, you get the final sign-off, laughing, which is not what actually happened. And the rest of the draw, Trump kept turning, being like, we get the sign-off, right? We get the sign-off. So, you know, they were clearly having a great time.
Right. I mean, the mood obviously light. And I mean, in some ways, that's the setting. It was the draw, the FIFA World Cup draw. So this was, you know, it was a celebration. I would suggest, I haven't paid close attention in past years to this event, but this seemed to have a little more pomp and circumstance than normal, maybe in true U.S. fashion. Kelly.
I would say that the FIFA World Cup draw, like, you know, last time was Qatar. Like, that's also going to be quite the pomp and circumstance. I don't think they ever hold back. It probably had a little bit more Americanization to it. And certainly the first time, I would say the village people were.
Yeah. Like, so hey, I noticed Trump dancing. Carney didn't dance, but he was taking video or pictures of Trump as he was dancing. I picked that up.
Oh, it was. And at one point, you know, I was a balcony away. Like, so I was a bit, I couldn't hear what they were saying, but at one point it looked like Trump was poking Carney, trying to get him up to dance to the village people. And there was like a hard, like, shaking of the head. No, but I would have paid good money if that would have happened.
Yeah, for sure. Kelly Malone is our guest, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. Okay. So after that happens, the three leaders for Canada, United States, and Mexico actually had, my understanding, a closed-door meeting for about 45 minutes with no staff in there, just the three of them. Anything you can tell us about the length of that, the tone of that meeting, and how it went?
It was really interesting because actually a bit of behind the scenes for you. I was sitting beside the American pool, and the American pool got pulled out like right away, and then they were told to go back in because Trump wanted to stay longer. So they were all actually expected to be there much less time. But after, you know, it was all kind of ended, the village people finished, us as pool, we got brought back to a back area and we're told, okay, wait, like, they might come talk to you, but things might be happening. And we just kept getting little updates. And we were there for, you know, about 45 minutes and then told, okay, you can leave. But the meeting is still ongoing. And so what ended up happening was, after the village people were finishing up, Mark Carney, Trump, and Sheinbaum were brought to a special area of the Kennedy Center. They did, the leader's photo, so a photo with all three of them together. And then they went into a room, all staff booted out, just the three of them sitting together and talking. And that meeting went for about 45 minutes. That's pretty unprecedented, especially to have no staff there, just the leaders. And that length of time, because both Claudia Sheinbaum and Mark Carney ahead had said, oh, we're just having brief meetings with Trump. So this was really a very long meeting, no staff, probably brass tacks. All we really understood from the Prime Minister's office afterwards is that they committed to working together on the Canada-US-Mexico Agreement on Trade. And so we're not sure exactly what was said in there, but there are indications that obviously Sheinbaum and Carney use the moment to talk about trade.
Is there, and maybe I'm asking you to look into the crystal ball here a bit, Kelly, but is there a sense that maybe more was discussed than is being now told to the Canadian public and to the world in general? Or was it maybe just a lighter meeting where truly it was just a commitment that they'll keep working together?
You know, Trump was obviously having a great time at the World Cup draw. Now, being someone who's covered Trump for a while, I assume he probably brought it up asking, hey, how was that? But there's no world in which, you know, Sheinbaum and Carney don't use this opportunity to talk about trade, their trade issues, and to talk about the Canada-US-Mexico agreement, because that's up for review next year. Just the length of the meeting makes me, think that a lot was talked about, not just soccer,
right,
or the World Cup draw. That can be done in 5 minutes. My guess is that, you know, a lot more was talked about. And Trump, I believe it was last night, I was flying actually, so I wasn't watching the press conference live, but he was asked about Carney last night and kind of gave a vague answer, but said he likes him.
Yeah.
So it is, still a stalemate as far as we know when it comes to Canada-US trade. But I think that the sights are now being set on Canada-US-Mexico agreement review.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Kelly, listen, I appreciate you checking in bright and early this morning after I know you had a late night flight last night. Thanks for your time. We always appreciate having you on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, as always.
Kelly Malone, Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press. So Kelly just referenced yesterday Donald Trump made comments. This is his answer to basically, are we reopening now negotiations with Canada?
Prime Minister of Canada, President of Mexico, and we spoke for a half hour. Very good, very productive. Took mostly trade.
Will you restart negotiations with Canada?
I have a great relationship with Canada. They're very tough traders. But I have a very good relationship with the Prime Minister and with Canada.
And you had said you would halt those negotiations earlier after the tariff.
Well, I have halted them.
And so will you restart them?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the problem is Canada makes a lot of things that we don't need because we make them also. But we'll work it out. Look, Canada's a special place, and they really are good at ice hockey, aren't they?
Mr. President.
That's a good way to end it. And they really are good at ice hockey, aren't they? So tough to say whether or not we have really made any progress, but I always think it's positive when you hear about the three leaders, just those three leaders in a room, no staff, no media. That can't be a bad thing. And hopefully we will start to see some forward movement on whether it's got to do with the renegotiation of CUSMA or just initiating trade discussions to get us into a better place here between Canada and the United States. Take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.